Tuesday are going to hop on the 7 line. We are going to cruise down. Some days we slide down, but most days we'll just walk down. Over to Morton, into the Fernandez Plaza, into City Hall, and into the mayor's office we go. And is our great friend, Mayor John Hamilton, every Tuesday just after 4 o'clock. How are you?
So nice to be with you. I'm fine. How are you doing today, Mike?
I talked myself through these 25, 26 degree days. We're gonna be okay. We got some hoops tonight to keep us warm. I was at the women's game on Sunday with 8,600 of my closest friends. That was fantastic as they picked up their 8th win in a row. The men looking for number 6 tonight, so it's fun to have basketball. Purdue will be here on Saturday. Boy, how nice was it on Saturday? And you know what? Talking about the weather, how about last week? Wednesday, I've got Wason on. He's barely alive. He's been worked to the dickens because he's been up since midnight trying to figure out everything. So we go through all of that, and then on Saturday afternoon, I'm downtown, and it's 55 degrees. Well, if that's not Bloomington and Southern Indiana weather in a nutshell, I can't draw it up any better than that.
The ice and snow just a distant memory by then, unless you're still recovering from your overnighters, all-nighters. But we did. I appreciated you bringing Adam on to share the information with folks, and we're awful proud of all the people who work so hard. It was a little tricky with the weather and the rain and then the freezing and all, but I think they did a great job. And luckily, we didn't get as much as some people worried we might.
And that's the good news. Sometimes we get upset that the weather prognosticators, and remember, I just read the forecast, folks. You don't need to send any cards and letters.
It's not your responsibility.
No. I try to be like the Mills Lane. I try to be the referee in the middle. It's like, hey, we gotta see it from all sides here. No one's trying to win any weather awards, but everybody gets mad when it doesn't happen, but that's, I thought, would be a good thing. I don't know. I can't keep everyone happy. But a great job by the crews getting it all out. Thankfully, we didn't have 6 or 8 or 9 inches to push around. That would have been different. And hopefully, it's all gone now. And did everybody get their 24 hours? Everybody gets sweeped up and everything else?
I didn't hear about any fines that went out. I don't always know if anything, so I apologize if that's not exactly accurate. What I did notice, that really heavy snow, which you warned us about, in terms of taking care of it. You know what I think it was really good for was snow people, snowmen, snow women. There were a few of those around town. I saw that heavy snow packs up nice for that, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And snowball fighters, be careful.
There you go.
When those, it's like Nolan Ryan and Randy Johnson out there. But yes, there are some remnants of snow folks in my neighborhood as well, fighting that last good fight. Well, the last two nights, three nights will keep them warm, but hopefully next week they are all gone. Yeah. Well, speaking of the 7 line that I always take down to City Hall every Tuesday, you've got some big news. We're nationally recognized on some of our lines.
Yeah, I just saw this kind of stuff flies across sometimes, but just I guess Friday or something, they had a list that came out from the People for Bikes. So this is a group of a national group that works for bicycling, and they named the best new U.S. bike lanes in 2022, and our 7 line came in number 5 in the country in their list of the best new bike lanes. So I'll tell you what they said. They said this. I kind of like this one. They said, with our population of 80,000 people, the 7 line proves that protected bike lanes aren't just for big cities like New York or Los Angeles. This connects downtown Bloomington with IU's campus and helps provide a safe, comfortable place for people to ride. So we were pleased to see that, along with some places in New York or Pittsburgh or Portland or some other places. But that was nice to see, and I love seeing people use it. We're continuing to try to create really good networks of protected, safe bike and pedestrian pathways for people to enjoy the city.
Now, do we have other ones on the books moving forward? I know this is going to be your last year in office. Is that something in the greater plans moving forward as well?
There really are a lot of plans. That 7 line itself, the plan is to extend it all the way out to 446 across the 7th Street corridor, basically underneath the bypass, and then all the way out to 446, and then our road plans, our master planning for the whole city includes a Second Street. There's a project that we're working on that will be kind of from the B line west on Second Street. We We haven't designed that yet, but it will likely be a protected bike lane that will take you west from there until you can connect to the separate bike path, which will then take you all the way across the interstate and out to the county areas. There's work on High Street is a big corridor we're working on. The City Council funded Covenanter East from College Mall Road out east. So there's a whole bunch more in the works, and it's just, you know, it's kind of a new transportation system in a lot of ways that's getting layered in, and it's pretty cool to see.
And you have to work together with the county, I would think. Excuse me, moving out in that direction as well.
Yeah.
So it's great to see everybody buying into it and seeing what is, I don't want to say the way forward, but it's another option to move forward in the transportation world. The City Council got together after we spoke last Tuesday, and you were very interested in their vote on Wednesday night, and it took a while, but it finally hit the finish line, and 5-4 you would say that's in your favor.
Yeah, you know, I think when we talked, I told you I was hopeful, but I wasn't sure. And there were, it's kind of like watching a ball game, you know, with a lead this way or that way. And you're never sure what's going to happen until the bell rings, final buzzer. But I am pleased. I know there were different views on it, and I do appreciate their different views. But I continue to feel very strongly that having our police department and our fire department administration folks together, that includes people we've talked about, like social workers and the non-sworn, non-armed police officials, like community service specialists. It includes the new health professionals in the fire department. They all can be under one roof. And moving forward, I think we see a lot of cities looking at public safety with a little bigger arm embrace around it that includes more. So it's going to help us do that in City Hall. It'll also be connected with City Hall. So, you know, Beverly Callender Anderson at Community and Family Resource Development and the Housing and Neighborhood Development folks and the business permitting folks dealing with fire issues and all, they're all able to integrate. So we have work ahead of us. The council approved it, and we're going to be buying the building today, actually. We should close and own the west side of the showers today, and then we'll have many months of planning and design and very inclusive process to talk to the police officers and the fire administrators and others about what will work best, and then we'll start rehabbing this historic place, and I hope it'll open probably next year sometime. I won't be here, but I'll show up for the ribbon cutting.
Well, you have to return the scissors. Don't forget that.
Yeah, there you go.
You'll have to. You can't take those. Maybe we'll get you when you retire a commemorative.
A memorial scissors.
There you go.
Okay.
That's
right.
Don't run with those either. Yeah. We're a family. We're safe. Okay. We're a safe place here. We don't want any of that happening.
Yeah.
Let's turn this. We'll keep going on the, I don't want to say real estate front, but it feels like the real estate front, because just up the street from there, inches, feet, not very far, it's the Certified Technology Park, which we've seen the Dimension Mill turn into, and all kinds of things are going on over there. Does the renovation of the showers building, adding this, does that help lure more people in, or are they kind of doing their own thing over there?
I'd say that's kind of separate, you know.
Okay.
But
the area
building
has feeling to it, is I guess what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, I am really pleased. We did announce late last week the new agreement with the Trades District. The Dimension Mill Inc. is technically the nonprofit that runs the mill, and we have just contracted with them to kind of increase their activity level and leadership, basically outside the mill, like moving a little outside the doors of the mill to the broader Trades District. As you mentioned, there's a lot going on there. We have the kiln is getting redone. If you've happened to go by there, you can see they're working on that building to fill it up with space, including a new coffee shop and then some office spaces. And then the administration building, which is where the Showers brothers had their administrative headquarters, that's getting redeveloped as well. And then we expect to get a new building going, help funded by the federal government, that'll be kind of the simplest way is kind of a mill 2.0. It's kind of like graduation space and more activity space for companies coming out of the mill or wanting to be near the mill. So there's a lot going there. We're very excited about that. You know, having the public safety headquarters nearby, they may share the garage a little bit, and I personally, I think it's never bad to have police officers nearby and public safety nearby, but mostly we're looking at kind of the private development building some job opportunities right down in the Trades District.
And again, you've got plenty of room to 12 acres. That's you've got some room to kind of grow up and move in there. I know we talked about this a little bit last week, but who owns that land? Are you looking to sell it, lease it, develop? How does this process work for people who drive by and say, well, there's nothing going on here?
Yeah, so the city owns the 12 acres. That was done before I came in, and the Redevelopment Commission technically bought it on behalf of the city, but it's basically the city from IU, which had owned it for quite a while. And that's part of a larger tech park, but most of that's private. But this part that the city owns, that means we kind of control the development. It means we can sell it to who is doing the right things. It does mean sometimes we're a little more particular. I promise you, if we wanted to sell it tomorrow to somebody to put student housing up,
oh my goodness,
they would buy
yeah.
it. But we don't really want that right there. We have plenty of other opportunities for that. So we're kind of taking advantage of the ownership to steer it into job creation and jobs for the future. Similarly, down at Hopewell.
Well, I was going to bring that up, right. You have so much room to move now. That's a great thing because not a lot of municipalities have that land so connected or closely connected to the downtown areas.
It's an extraordinary opportunity. We've done a lot of planning, and I tell you, my successor, I'll be handing it off a lot of exciting opportunities ahead. The Hopewell, we're doing the infrastructure work this year on the eastern half of that. We'll getting ownership of the rest of the parcels this year, and that'll be, you know, as we've said, it's probably a 5 or 10 year kind of development process. It takes time. Developers have to be identified. They have to get their plans approved. They have to do their financing. Then they have to do the building, and all that takes time. But we're getting the ground ready for all that, and it's really going to be an exceptional opportunity for the city going forward. And that real estate stuff is part of why the I'm interested in a nonprofit too that we've talked about a little bit that can be a little kind of sitting next to city administration and provide a little more public input and involvement as to oversee that development in the years ahead.
And you mentioned that gives you flexibility as well. Is that, I'll just say it, is that less red tape so things can move quicker? Is it elasticity like my sweatpants that, we get a little more room to wiggle and move around a little bit? How does that work?
Yeah, it is both of those things. I think, Mike, you know, the city governments are very careful about our budgets, about our staffing numbers. We tend to move cautiously. We're 202 years old, and we've gotten that way because we're careful, and we move with due speed. But sometimes a nonprofit can bring in resources, whether it's people or a contractor, a little more quickly. They can be a little more nimble in responding in ways. Now, you know, we want to have full transparency. We want to, and all its records will be public. Its meetings will be public and all those kinds of things. But and the other thing they do is they can focus. You know, my Alex Crowley, the head of Economic Sustainable Development's got about 100 to-do lists, you know, on his to-do list from everything. And this group can be a little more focused and specialized. So it's almost like a new department in the city that has a special focus on these projects that can move them forward, we think, a little more efficiently.
Mayor John Hamilton is our guest this afternoon, and we need to get him out of here. He's a busy man today. But before we do, Black History Month had a big kickoff. Was that last night at City Hall? Tell me all about it.
It was. We had a wonderful gathering in City Council chambers. Officially, the month starts midnight tonight, I guess, February 1st, but we did this public event, and oh my gosh, there was some wonderful music, the best rendition of the Negro National Anthem, Black American National Anthem, as they call it, Lift Every Voice and Sing, was spectacular. A keynote speaker, and it was really a terrific start, and a reminder, you know, look, we can't deny our history. We need to lean into our history, and Black history is all of our history, and it's kind of frustrating in some places where the you get a message that we don't want to hear our history or know our history. Well, it's important. It's part of our history, and it's a great history. And this year's focus is on innovation and invention, and so it's a real exciting time. There's a essay contest going on. There's some awards to be given to members of our community. One went out last night. And then by the end of the month, there'll be a big gala. So there's a lot of wonderful events to go to that you can look at on the city website if you want to. And it was a nice warm evening in City Hall.
Well, that's good that it was an indoor event. Absolutely, absolutely right. And you can find all this information at bloomington.in.gov/BHM for Black History Month. And you can see the 1 million things that are going on. You would, it's not surprising at all here in Bloomington. Very big part of our culture.
You know, we were talking about the police, and I know I heard on your news you mentioned the statement I made with
Chief
Kickoff about Tyre Nichols, and it's another in a string of just terrible actions taken by some police members in this one in Memphis, and I was glad to join the chief in condemning that and noting how hard we work and all of our police officers work to be trained well and operate well, and I'll just echo that. That's another reason that bringing the police department and the fire department and the non-sworn officers and the city hall together, just reminding us that public safety is a fundamental given. We need public safety in our communities, and we need the public safety to be part of our city and part of our community. I mean, some of the worst things that happen are when a community feels like the public safety protectors are not members of their community. They don't look like them, or they don't live with them, or they don't feel like they're part of their community. So I do think a lot of us, and this is true in cities all across the country, are working on how do we continue to invest. And I think we do a really good job in Bloomington, how to continue to improve and evolve to make sure our public safety professionals who work and put their lives on the line for us every day are part of our community, embrace our community, and are embraced by our community. And even things like where your office is can make a difference. So we're working on that in the coming months.
Excellent job, as always. And I have one question from the public. I don't know if this is up your alley. Your neighbor with the smokestack, the Johnson Creek, where are we on that? What goes on there?
Yeah, so that's a private development. As okay. We all remember, we had to take that smokestack down. They had to for safety reasons, and they did. It's up to them. Kind of, they now own the property. They've got
so that transaction is complete. Everything's good.
Yep, it's up to them to move forward. And I haven't heard what their plans are with that, but that'll add some more housing downtown if that goes forward.
There you go. So people wondering if there's there you go. You don't need to use the 11th and Rogers. Those 12 acres. There's plenty of other. Yep. Developments happening and going on. Boy, it's we've got developments all over the place. Very busy times, and we appreciate your insight every Tuesday. And I know you've got some other big announcements coming up. Well, because there's never a dull moment. So when you join us next Tuesday, number one, it'll be February, and number two, it'll be pushing 50 degrees. So that's the other good news I have for you.
I'll look forward to that, and I'm getting ready for the State of the City on February 23rd. We can talk about that coming up. I got a few weeks to get that ready, but that's a nice time to look back and look forward and share a lot of the big picture views. So
excellent.
Thanks, Mike.
Always appreciate it, Mayor Hamilton. Thank you for your time, and we'll get caught up next week.
Have a good week, everyone. Thank you.